We are going to look at the workshop report. Remember that there was a task team that was appointed to finalize the report so that we can adopt it and use it in our work. And I hope that members, because it's been with us for quite some time, we've restructured it. Like you've restructured it, but it captures all that transpired at the workshop. So I'd like us to go through it page by page so that you can make comments. But before we do that, I'd like to indicate that our request as Joint Budget Committee that we want to have a closer interaction with National Treasury so that the issues that we take, I mean that we decide on or that we want to raise with National Treasury can be taken up immediately. So after that, I wouldn't say the loss, rather, but I'm happy that to announce to you that finally National Treasury has sent someone to ease that relationship between us and them. And as you'll recall that we had even agreed that we are going to have a joint workshop with them before the end of this month so that we look at the whole quarterly report. So that relationship, I'm happy that National Treasury is coming closer to us so that we can carry out our duties with efficiency and ensure that what the national task is intended to do will be achievable and will be in a good position to have oversight on what the national fiscal can provide, because SARS works hard to ensure that there's income, but spending of that income is important so that our people can get the services they deserve. So we are happy that we've got somebody from National Treasury. He's Winston Peterson. He's the parliamentary officer from National Treasury. So from time to time he will be with us to assist us and also take up issues that we raise with National Treasury. So, Mr. Peterson, you are welcome to this committee. You were here on Tuesday, I saw you, but unfortunately you came late when I was not in a position to introduce you. But we noticed your presence, and we are happy, and I hope that the members will also be happy that at least we have somebody from your side, I mean from National Treasury's side. You are welcome to this committee. The members, let's look at the workshop report. What are the issues that you want to raise on page one?
Chairperson, there was just one thing. I know that this is a summary of the report, etc., but I think it would have been useful just somewhere here in the introduction, right at the beginning, if we just indicated this is, Joint Budget Committee on the Budget Analysis Workshop. But in actual fact, in many ways, once one gets to the end of the report, we realize it wasn't simply a budget analysis workshop per se. We did take account of all the terms of reference and re-look at that with relevance. So because of that, my suggestion would be, if it was possible to indicate in the introduction that in this term or whatever, we've had several workshops, but this is the first focus on the budget, because many of the other workshops we've had have included the budget, but they're not focused on it. But we also did, although we focused on the budget, we touched on, you know, we took a look at terms of reference. And that would provide some form of continuity between what has been done before over the last, is it 3 years or whatever, 2.5 years. And as far as I know, there've been 3 workshops. You know, but I could be wrong.
All right. What is the view of other members? Because it's true that this was an intense workshop on the budget analysis. That's like the one that we are planning to have. It will be intense on budget analysis.
Okay.
So it should be included somewhere in the introduction. Karen, you'll catch it in the introduction. Alright? So let's move to page 2. Honorable Co-Chair?
That's just it. Just a minor thing. Number 2, second line, page 1 here. Just a spelling of fulfill. Spelling of fulfill. It's a minor thing.
Alright, so on page 1. Yeah, on page 1, the first paragraph, the spelling of fulfill.
Oh, I see.
Then page 2. Page 2, Karen 2.1, the JBC, apostrophe. Then the second paragraph, the last line. Chapter 9. Any other thing on page 2? Honorable Fox?
During the course of that workshop, and I think it was probably in relation to the mandate, the point was made that currently that is what we are doing, but constitutionally we can amend constitutionally, but we're in the process as a parliament of looking at this to see how best this can be done in terms of our operation. You know, this committee that's on board, that on which you sit, and among others, I'm sure Comrade Kalipi sits there as well. So I'm saying we did just note that, I think one of you did, that yes, this is where we are at the moment, although we can amend constitutionally, although there's no enactment of that process of the legislation. So that was simply noted, and that there was such a committee in operation, and that we should feed into it.
Honorable Co-Chair, is it on the same matter? Okay.
Yes, thanks, Co-Chair. The point that is being raised by Honorable Fabs is very, very important. But in a way, we did say something in that regard. So I'm wondering whether the same page 2, the second paragraph from the bottom, the last sentence there, the committee further recognize. See the sentence?
Yeah, yes.
I wonder if we could make that one a new paragraph. Perhaps we can elaborate a bit more to add the issues that the community perhaps has separated. Or we view this capturing here as being sufficient.
What we need to do is to separate that portion from that paragraph so that it is clear, but add after section 77 of the Constitution that section 77 of the Constitution on amending money bills so that it's clear to whoever will be reading the report that we are referring to amending the money bills. That portion will be removed from that paragraph, let it be on its own, but adding that on amending the money bill. Right, page 3. Honorable Fox?
It's just a tiny little in the second paragraph, National Council of Provinces rather than all. That's just a wonderful thing there. And then the other point then that I just a little bit lost sight of where it figures exactly and so on. The fiscal, there was something on the fiscal, oh yes, at the bottom of the page. The fiscal dumping here. And act on the instances and this sort of thing. Although we then go on to the rest of it here, and when I looked, you see, because we started here on the fiscal dumping and various other things, what I wondered if we were going to put the quarterly reports here earlier, or whether we're looking at 1, 2, 3, providing that information, or whether we wanted to be more specific about it. And I remember we met the first part of our critical training, which have to be directed on how we should more effectively analyze the quarterly report. Now, I just, you know, although it starts here, I wondered if this was meant to cover it, the topic one, that's the question, you know, or whether we should really be more specific and actually use the word, I don't know if you call them something else and we should be calling them that. It's not quarterly reports. What is it called? It's section something else. You know, maybe we'll get some help from the researcher on that. Honorable Fox, I'm not clear about what you are reading.
Can I say it
better? I'm saying that when I went through this, I didn't see the specific term quarterly report raised, although we spent a lot of time on that. So my question then was, is number one, topic one, tools for effective oversight such as that and that, expect us to cover that? Is that the topic that was going to cover the quarterly report? Because we actually made very specific reference to the quarterly reports, and we called them section something else, and we said, because they're monthly actually, and then we add them up into the quarterly, and we said we're going to need this, we're going to need that, and this is how we need to do it, and we need to bring on board this group of people when we do the fourth quarterly report. So my question is question topic one and topic two and topic three expected to cover all of that? That's my question. Or shouldn't we have been more specific?
Okay,
good morning, Chair. Thank you. On topic six, there is a direct reference to the monthly and quarterly expenditure reviews. Specifically, that the committee needs information to effectively utilize these reports. But I think what the member is saying is possibly that you'd like to restructure the topics in order of passive priority. And there are some I think that could perhaps be expanded on and some that could be fused. So in other words, be a little bit more focused in terms of what the actual training program would be.
And I think that what you are raising, Honorable Fox, because it was of crucial importance to the committee. Maybe that topic six should be the first one. Yeah, maybe we need to start with it. So we shift it to the first topic. Is that fine, remember? Okay, but still on that page 3, where we corrected Council of Provinces, should continue that after that comma, the ability of the committee to fulfill its mandate in a timely manner was considered to be a serious challenge. Was considered to be a serious challenge, if it can be included. Then back to page 4.
Page 3.
Okay.
Again, just a typo. Topic 1, it was a proper analysis. I think it should be an I. It's no longer a verb, but a noun.
And page 4, topic 11, that's at the end of it, under all over, and the last paragraph, after 12, there's the last paragraph. The last line, it says, and be useful for.
Yeah.
Be useful for. So, members, what else do you want to raise on this page? Honorable Pop?
Chair, I just wondered if we could just streamline that first sentence after the number 4, where we talk about National Treasury presented to the JBC on the various. I think the fact of the matter is we are here, we were there as the JBC, so they wouldn't have to say about telling us they are there. We were there. So I just wanted to suggest possibly we could consider National Treasury made presentations on various subjects, because we were the ones there. Yeah.
You are correct, Honorable Member. We were the only people at JBC. Anything more on page 4? We are moving to page 5. On page 5, the second paragraph that starts with the JVC. Noted the specific leg of especially financial ends. But is it the perceived? No, I don't think it's perceived because we were saying the lack of those skills. Yeah, it's not perceived. Yeah, that was our view. Because it's a concern that we raised that, yeah. So we removed that perceived because it was of great concern to us that the lack of those skills and we're having a serious problem. Yeah, so it can be perceived. especially because especially because we want to raise it to the DG himself. And still on that page 4.2, the first paragraph, the third line from the bottom of the first paragraph of 4.2, it's what is in picking up on fiscal dumping in the last quarter. Remember that we were even saying that our observation was that they started spending in December to avoid being seen to have spent in the last quarter. You remember? We noticed it that they have started spending in December to try to run away from that one. So it's the last quarter, not the last month, because in the past they would spend in the last month, and as soon as the matter was raised, then they spent in the last quarter. Now they realize that we are raising it, they now moved to December, but reference was made to the last quarter. Another one first.
Just a little thing. I'm just thinking, if you write about the word, about the month December, that's when it starts, which maybe, although I know we did sort of say December and then last quarter, in actual fact December is the last month of the first quarter, and that's what really moves it into what they see as a safe zone, because it's not the last quarter. You know, when you try and point, they say, no, the third quarter. But maybe if we could just say that, you know, they've shifted from the last quarter to begin the fiscal dumping to the last month of the third quarter. That's when they start doing it, in December when no one's around. Otherwise, we can leave it as simply the word last quarter and leave months out, you know, as you say. But I think you're quite right about it starting in December. That's when it is starting.
For now, let's leave it at the last quarter. Yeah. Because although we noticed that for the previous financial year, they started it in December. And if I'm not wrong, I think in our third quarter report, we have raised the matter in the third quarter report. But for now, let's leave it at the last quarter. Then, still in the same paragraph, The last line, monitors entities, actually it should be departments, departmental expenditure. Yes, because it gives the impression that departments are excluded. Yeah, let's say departments and entities, because, expenditure persons and service delivers. Any other issue? And you know, it's quite interesting, members, that we have highlighted the Department of Trade and Industry here at the bottom of page 5. And in a meeting where we are going to confer with the SCOPA, one of the meetings in our program, we are going to look at the usage of consultants by that department. We are going to take it up with them and the Auditor General. So it's good that we raise it, that it's difficult. National Treasury indicated also that it's difficult to monitor how the department spends on assisting, you know, small businesses. So they can't monitor it, but as we prepare for that meeting, we will then look at this matter closely. Any other thing on page 5? Honorable Coche?
Yes, Mr. Coche. Under 4.2, same page, second paragraph, third line, that starts with Treasury also explained its national infrastructure project register, which tracks the progress of governmental infrastructure projects on the identification phase through to the, I suggest that we reorder the sequence, through to the design, construction, and completion phase, unless we have a specific reason why the order is in this fashion. And then, still page 5, the last paragraph, second line that starts with infrastructure projects, although their ability, not their ability.
Yes. Yeah, I think Coach must be using the old one. Because, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The update, yeah, the recent one has captured those corrections.
Oh.
Any other thing, members of page 5?
Design completion. So the construction,
design.
Design
construction not defined.
Honey? Okay. So let's raise up your hands. Page 6. No, I can see that Honorable Mashiku. She's still at the Inwent workshop. She's adjusting now back to the JBC because it's unusual. It's unusual of her. Yes. So that's why I say I can. Yeah. No, we understand, especially because she was there on behalf of the chairperson. So we understand and. As long as you can be with us, and that's I know. It's just that I'm used to you contributing a lot, yeah. Hey, Honorable Fox?
Yeah.
Your mic, please.
Sorry, through your chair, you're talking about page 6, I take it. Am I correct on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Right. The one I've noted earlier and so on was the... I think in most places we have tended to spell out these, what do you call them, abbreviations. But here at the bottom of the page, although I think everyone in this room does know what triple P is, the final analysis they ask for opens the reports up for everyone. So if we could just make sure we do that all of the time.
Okay. You know, it's just that when we restructured the report, we excluded the list of abbreviations because in the first one we had, you know, just at the beginning of the report, a list of abbreviations. So, but it's noted. So that whoever reads the report will be sure that we are talking about public-private. Yeah, all right. Any other thing on the page? Now to page 7. Petra?
I must apologize, just the heading of section 5 should be Auditor General.
It's worth taking. I wonder if remember that first sentence of number 5. whether we should indicate that the AG, Mr. Tera Sambembe, in his first interaction with the committee, because it was his first interaction. Yeah. Remember that he emphasized that he wanted to be there himself and not his office, yeah. Okay. Is there something you wanted to raise, Honorable Prof?
I do, Chair, just a small point, but here and there, but in particular you noticed it, I noticed it here on page 7, under vacancies, our general style, 90% of the time, is to start a sentence with the word treasury, which is great, and then in the middle of the sentence we'll go to capital NT, no problem. But from time to time, we then say, in addition, comma, treasury, instead of NT. So it's just retaining the same style throughout, you know, the document itself.
Okay. Yeah, because even in that last paragraph of 4.4, where it says key performance indicators, it should have been in brackets KPIs. So that we shouldn't repeat key performance indicators, we would just say KPIs should be thoroughly refreshed. Still on that page, Sarah, performance audit. The three E's. The three E's. It must be easy for somebody to understand what are the three E's. Because it's good that we make our report reader friendly. Because we want the message to reach home. Then, let's move to page 8. I hope Honorable Fab, you are happy with that one. Yeah, of the three E's, so that whoever reads our report, it must be reader friendly.
Yeah, I mentioned it before, and I've looked at it.
Our friend Chairperson, I think we should close the bracket after the if. So the way it's captured there, are we satisfied? So are you saying that we must
not close the E, economy, the three E's, and then we close the bracket of public expenditure?
So that it reads as performance audit cover issues of efficiency, effectiveness, and economy. Then in brackets, the three E's. Then continue as of public expenditure management. All right. I want us to move over. I can see that Mr. Peterson is smiling. What we want to share with us, Mr. Peterson.
No, I just didn't know, I saw Mr. Segoni coming through, so I just wanted to smile with him. Because we met each other yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, a coincidence is that they are smiling together, yeah. And they are the only two people in this house without hair on their heads. It's a coincidence. Yeah, it was instinctive. Yeah. All right, by the way, the number is page 8. Mike, yeah, I'm not getting towards the end. Then when I move to the mic and then I come back, I've lost my place because of my eyes. It's what to do with the and the by. No, I just, you see, I lost it then. We'll have to find it for you again. It's capability mollet on by, and it doesn't make sense. I'll have to find it where it is again, Jay. Let's just find it.
Yes, level 4.
May I, Jay? It's level 4. You know, when I looked up, it says level of capability typically resulted in unqualified or in. By, you know, it says in by unqualified, in unqualified AG audit report. So we just need to remove the by, I think. Sorry.
Actually, I think we must also remove AG in unqualified audit report. I'm not sure, but as we continue, especially when we come to the recommendation, you must remember to check that. Remember that at the end of the presentation, we indicated that we would want to have more interaction in future with the Auditor General on this capability module, so that we can utilize it to assess performance of departments, yeah, in our monitoring and oversight. So are we done with page 8?
Well, Chair, were you not saying then that we should indicate this in the report, because we made that clear in the report? Is that what you were saying?
Yes. That if it's not captured in the recommendations, that it should be part of the recommendations, because we took a clear decision that based on the relationships that we want to establish with institutions that are of interest to the committee, to the committee's work, we need to have either interaction with the Auditor General in future on this capability model, because after it was presented, members became interested that it will be of much use and help the committee when we look at monthly reports of the department. Yeah, and we even agreed that we will then call the Auditor General at some stage to have, you know, intense discussion on the model, so that on our own we can assess where the departments are and even make follow-ups in terms of ensuring that the department has systems in place. Yeah. Yeah, so it should be part of, yeah, of our recommendations, so that we can make a follow-up in future on the matter. So Peran, you'll include it under the recommendation. at page 9. Honorable Sogoni.
Good morning, Chairperson. Chair, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if we have made corrections on level 2. I see the paragraph that starts with both levels, one. After the AG, there's something like typical, you know, that is failing. Or we're leaving it to drafters, the issues of failing.
Yeah, thanks, because I didn't underline it. I saw it, but I didn't underline it to highlight it. Have you found it, Sarah? All right.
Then on level 3,
mm-hmm.
The person that the focus at level 3 is on the proper implementation and functioning. The performance, then there's a comma there. I think it's somehow, if there's a comma, I'm not sure what it means, but I think that it will change the meaning of the, unless we said the functioning, the tradition of functioning of what you call it is excluding performance, but if it is including performance, it means that comma should not be there before off. I'm not sure if you see what I'm saying.
What you need to do there is to remove off. Yeah. We should remove off. Yeah.
Retain the comma.
Yeah, retain the comma but remove off or financial. then page 9. Before I give you members, I think 6.2, the last line, or the last sentence that says this would necessitate, amongst other things, focusing on developing institutional memory and ensuring continuity in the committee. There must be comma. And I don't know how we can phrase it one, human and technical support. Because remember that human support has been of great, you know, concern to this committee. So it should be in the committee, comma. So for human and technical support, think about how we can include it there. I saw Honorable Fox. Chairperson, just two or three little points. The one is really what are we saying, and then make sure that's what we're saying. At the beginning, though, 6.1, for the JDC, if we remove the apostrophe, to fulfill its oversight, rather than the JDC's for fulfill. So for the JDC to fulfill its oversight is the one suggestion. At the last line of that same paragraph, we talk about an option maybe for the JDC to include a matrix of questions to be published alongside. If I recall, we were talking of this matrix of questions to be put in as an addendum in the report, an annexure. One wouldn't want to use the word published per se, because they tabled the reports, you know. So I just would want to suggest that we include a matrix of questions as an annexure in every quarterly report. I think that's what we really meant. And the other one is 6.2, the first line. Related to the above, the committee capacity needs of the committee should be addressed. And remove the two. You know, to be or not to be. Yeah. Yeah. I agree, Honorable Fab, that it should be questions and then an annexure. that's what we say, not to be published. So remove that. Yeah. But you haven't addressed what I was raising. Human and technical support. Honorable Koche, we agree.
Koche,
your mic, Honorable Fox.
Under 6.1, I think it's the second or the third sentence. Such a plan would empower the JBC to alert the relevant portfolio committee. Can we say that the relevant sector committee?
Yeah. That's 6.1, the third line from the bottom.
Okay.
Remove portfolio, but replace with sector committee. Because it can be the portfolio committee or the select committee.
Yes.
Okay. And I hope that Sharon has changed the co-chairperson from the NA, that my DES is a member of the NCOG and not NA. And I know that he must also change, make sure that it's also changed on the parliament website. Because I've been raising it on several occasions that parliament website says it's my DES. Which means it's two chairpersons from the NCOP. And my DES chairs the Joint Monitoring Committee on Women. And she also chairs Joint Budget Committee. Yes. Yes. I've raised it several times last year. So I saw that it's already corrected. I wasn't aware that it's not. But because Teran is new, he picked it up from the website. That's the reason why. Yeah. Things take long to change in Parliament. Simple things. Yeah, simple things take long to change. No, maybe I was attending this meeting. It's my dad. Ghost to rise up. Maybe it was my VES, Elise. Yeah, it was a ghost in this meeting. All JBC meetings. I don't know. It was not me, but it was the ghost of Elise chairing the JBC meetings. But I hope that my co-chair maybe a witness if it goes to the Constitutional Court. Yeah, whether it was a ghost chairing or whether it was a human being chairing. Yeah. Any other team members so that we can finish off this report? Sarah? Honorable Fox?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, really, when I got this one on the email, I really was very impressed with the way it had been synthesized. And it meant that we, for the first time, felt the impact of a committee secretary on the work of the committee. Obviously, we have a long way still to go. And one of them would be a request from myself, which I've made many, many times, that sometimes documents, the staple comes out or something, and it's very difficult to see which documents you're working with, especially if corrections are made and they all look the same on the front page. If we could have a footer, and the footer gives us the date that it's issued on every page, because it's very difficult when you later get a second document that's been corrected to know which was the latest copy. Chair, after you have processed this report, there's been an urgent request from Labour to release two people just to pass the report.
that they are considering on Tuesday. I said I would put that to you as soon as this was finished.
Honorable Fox, I think I will send you as one of those people so that you can do the same. They can do the same because we will need their assistance for this report. Yeah. So do likewise. That request must be a reversal one. Yeah, but you must check with us how many do we need.
Yeah, you will tell us.
I think we need quite a few if you want to 50% plus one in each component. I understand it, ma'am. I might be mistaken. But the quorum is 50 plus 1, is that right? That's correct. So it's the 20 members of the committee said we'd need 11.
No, it's okay. They can go. We'll look at it.
Now, Chairman, I think it could change what I want to read. But it's on page 1. The introduction. The joint by the college, thank for the JTC or the college. What I want to raise is that normally if you write a report, I don't think that you put one or all. I think that you put two. You use one so that you don't confuse the reader. If we're using the JPC throughout the committee instead of the committee, then we're using the JPC. But if we use both, if there is another committee sometimes, I think that it might confuse the person who is reading it. That's what I wanted to raise. Or I'm not sure whether, I suppose this is referring to the body of the report. Rather than I see that the report is about that paragraph refers to a workshop that was held, but the understanding here is that in other words the author of this document wants the reader to understand that if it says JPC, people should understand what's being referred to or the committee. So my request is, my question that I'm really raising is that, is it proper just to raise it to, to use both rather than using one of the two?
Yeah, what we did, which I think it's, the usage of the tool is relevant in the report. Is that whenever we refer to other committees we specified. So throughout the document, we haven't been using a committee to refer to another committee. So also we've been using JBC or committees. And when we're talking about other committees, we're specific. So as you go through the document, it doesn't confuse. When you read the document, it doesn't confuse. That in addition, the committee, referring to the Joint Budget Committee, as already indicated in the introduction. But with other committees, we specifically, like we would say, SCOPA or the Portfolio Committee or the Select Committee. So I don't think it's a train smash. Terran?
This is slightly unrelated, but I would just like to say that in reviewing the document today, there are a number of grammatical errors in the report. And I just like to add, as well as, for example, the issue of the footer at the bottom and the logo, the parliamentary logo doesn't appear at the top. I'm not sure how they're standardized in terms of the committee section, but just on the issue of grammatical spelling errors and that sort of issue, I can just like to assure the committee that it won't be the case in the next report. There are, I think, too many for the, to be that acceptable.
No, it's nice when it's got parliament logo. Yeah, it looks nice. So I would request that all final reports, except if it's a draft, but all final reports should have the parliament logo. We want to popularize it. It's a new logo. We want to popularize it, so it must have the logo. So the footer will also be indicated, included in future documents. So grammatical errors. You know, when we met on Tuesday, we said those can be attended to once we have adopted the report. It's okay if there are some grammatical errors. We can look, you know, at them after adoption, especially because the NCOP will not be around next week. Yeah. Khalif?
Chair, Parliament standardized documents that are in Parliament. And the problem that I've encountered is that the standard font that we're supposed to use is 9 for documents. And I'm not sure if we're writing 9 is extremely small. So I'm not sure if the committee wants us to follow that standard format of Parliament documents, or if we should write it in the normal font that we use at the moment.
And 9 is small. And 9 doesn't even take into consideration that some people are disabled. Yeah. Yeah. Some are disabled. Some are old. They can't read small print. And Parliament must, as one of those institutions that must ensure that people have access. Access to information. So I think we must stick to the font that we are using. Because remember, we said we want people to use our reports. They must be reader friendly, user friendly, so that they can have an impact. So let's stick to that font. Unless it's formally raised, but we will explain why we have chosen that font. Let's look at the next report. We will adopt this one when Ms. Fabs comes back. On expenditure report, Fanny.
Thank you, Professor.
Before I give you the opportunity, remember, when we met on Tuesday, we agreed that today we must have the fourth quarterly report. Look at it. You will direct us, but the intention is to engage. We can look at it now, maybe in the next meeting, engage on it, to ensure that by the time we have a workshop with National Treasure, we will already have looked at it ourselves and be able to engage in a fruitful manner when we have a workshop with National Treasure. Then after the workshop, we are then going to redraft the report after our engagement with National Treasure. So that is the position. But let me give Hanif, unless if you want to say before I give him that opportunity. Honorable Kovani?
No, thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I'm sorry. I'm like a visitor to this committee. Well, my names are not even appearing in the list of members here. But I'm that's not the issue. But the issue that I want to raise is I'm just the item that we're going to get into now. My understanding from what you're saying is that it does not need to be adopted now. But on this one that needs to be adopted, I'm not clear about the process, but whether from the NCOP, how many members are needed, and at what stage are we going to adopt this? Because the reason why I'm raising this, we are from another meeting that we left so that we could come and adopt to the report this time. I just want to get clarity on the process of adoption. Do we adopt it jointly or how does it work?
Your presence and Mr. Colony's presence will be of great help. Will be of great help. So we are waiting for those ones. Maybe after adopting the report, it can be released. Although it's a concern that we see you rarely in our meetings, and we are happy to see you. We are enjoying your presence. We enjoy your presence, Mr. Colony. And we thought that at least today we spent the whole time with you. But let's wait for them so that as soon as they come, then we will stop the process on this other report, adopt the workshop report, then continue. So it will depend on you. Whether you will stay after the adoption or not, it will depend on you. But rather than waiting for them, let's do something once you are waiting for them. Honorable Koleni?
Thank you, President. I think it's opportunity to say this. It would appear something does not work well here because according to the new setup of Parliament, programs, Friday has been earmarked for this committee. I was even asking myself when I looked at the program yesterday to see that if the third committee is having an activity and the joint committee that I answered, it would appear that this chairperson has not come into tabs in really implementing this program. So let me just leave it that was. I believe the honor is with you. Thank you.
You've closed it well. The honor is with us. You closed it well. Thanks very much for it. It's a progressive input. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't want us to discuss this one.
No. I agree with you. I'm not going to go to it. But the one that I was talking about, that is it possible then that whilst waiting that we can do something else as well? Because we have a comment. We just a phone call away. If people say they want us here to come immediately, we will come.
No. I'm not going to allow this one. You wait until those people come back. Then it's then that you can leave. Yeah. Let's continue, Hanif.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, just to let everybody, all the members know that the committee secretary distributed all the Section 32 reports, the Section 32 report for January, February and March as well. So it is available to all members. The current report that is before the members, it does not include political input. So there's no comments from the committee itself, which will come obviously at the later stage. And it also excludes a lot of responses from departments. I'm still waiting on those responses from departments.
Okay.
Continue. The introduction of this report will obviously be redrafted once political input and responses from departments are received. So I'll move straight on to the second part, which is a summary of the expenditure of the report. Okay. this information was extracted from our previous reports that we've tabled in Parliament. So it's basically just a short summary.
Do you have a list of departments that haven't responded as yet?
I don't have a list written down, but I know exactly what departments did not respond. But I think I've given the departments a deadline for today. So they're supposed to respond by today.
Yeah, but it's important for me that today is the 11th. The 11th departments have information, you know, at their fingertips. So if you can just, although the deadline is today, but if you can indicate which ones haven't responded.
Okay, it's quite a number of departments. Department of Foreign Affairs, Home Affairs, Provincial and Local Governments, Public Enterprise, Arts and Culture, Sports and Recreation, Land Affairs, Trade and Industry, Transport and Water Affairs and Policy. The problem is that when I interact with the departments, I interact with the finance department, and they won't send, basically I have to put in writing, and they won't send their response until they've discussed it with the CFO. The CFO needs to approve their response to me.
Now you may continue.
And the second part of the document, which looks at the summaries of expenditures, it's basically just a short summary of what happened within each quarter. For example, the first quarter, you will see that the department spent 55 billion of the national budget, which added up to about 21%. And within the first quarter, if you look at the expenditure by department and you compare it to predicted expenditure of the cash flow statements, you'll see that 31 of the national departments spent less than what they predicted to spend within that first quarter, and 3 spent more than what they planned to spend. If you move on to page 2, the first figure is just a graphical representation of expenditure per economic classification. The first one is current expenditure, then it's transfer and capital expenditure, total expenditure. You'll see that during the first quarter that capital expenditure is way less than both current and transfer expenditures. During the second quarter, department's overall expenditure was 24%, and if you add the two up, it would add up to the first and the second quarter, add up to 46% of national expenditure. So during the second quarter, department spent
it's written 2006, 2007 draft expenditure report. And if you don't have it, they've gone to make copies. Yeah, they've gone to make copies. I'm sorry for that. Although it's in the pigeonhole. But let's continue. Yeah, they'll give you copies.
So, expenditure during the second quarter was 24% of national budget, and if you compare to the first quarter, you'll see that the national department spent 8.8 billion rand more than what they spent during the first quarter. Okay, and that the total amount spent at the end of the second quarter was 127.4 billion rand. And this is 7.2 billion rand less than the cash flow projections provided to National Treasury. So as you can see, at the second quarter, departments also underspend on what they plan to spend at that point in time. On page 3, figure 2, once again shows the capital transfer and current expenditures for that quarter. And in the second quarter, you'll see once again, capital expenditure is much less than transfer expenditure and current expenditure. And both current and transfer expenditure increased during the second quarter in comparison to the first quarter. During the third quarter of last financial year, you will see that departments at the end of the third quarter spent 67% of current budgets, 72% of transfer budget, and only 53% of capital budgets at that stage. And it resulted in a total expenditure by national departments of 187.6 billion rand, or 70% of national budget. And during that quarter, the department spent 25.31% of national budget, which means that the department spent 67.3 billion rand during that quarter of the financial year, which is more than the first quarter and the second quarter. The fourth quarter, department spent 55 billion. Second quarter, they spent, I can't find the figure right now. And during the third quarter, they spent 67 billion. So there's a gradual increase of expenditure throughout the year. And when I looked at forecasts that the departments forwarded to National Treasury for the last quarter in the financial year, the departments forecast that they were going to underspend their budgets or the national budget by 3.2 billion rand, which was 1.2% of expected national expenditure. So now once we've looked at expenditure at the end of the financial year, we'll see that that wasn't the case. It was much more than the 3.2 billion that they planned to underspend for this financial year. So, which means that the department budgeted wrong or predicted wrong for the last 3 months of the financial year. Yeah. So they predicted they were going to underspend by 3.2 billion, but they actually, according to the Section 32 reports, underspend by 5.3 billion during the financial year. If we look at the figure on page 7, figure 3, you'll see that capital expenditure increased drastically in the third quarter, where they spent 50% of capital budget, and as well as transfer expenditure increase, and you'll see capital expenditure basically remains almost the same as the previous quarters. So there's definitely an increase in expenditure within the third quarter. We move on to the fourth quarter. You see that departments spend on average in the fourth quarter 28% of current budgets, 26% of transfer budgets, and 53% of current budgets, which means that they spend almost half of current budgets in the final quarter of the financial year. Capital budgets in the final quarter of the financial year. And at the end of the 2006-2007 financial year, departments spent 95% of the current budget, 98.8% of the transfer budget, and 106% of capital budget. Figure 4 once again just highlights current transfer and capital expenditures for the fourth quarter of the financial year. We see that there's a big difference between capital transfer and current expenditure in the final quarter of the financial year. Even though transfer and capital and current expenditure increased, it's still much more than those two. Okay, we move on to page 5, which is total expenditure of department. You'll see that there was a gradual increase in expenditure throughout the year. It was highlighted previously as well, where departments spent 55 billion in the first quarter, which is 20%. Then they spent 64 billion in the second quarter, 67 in the third, and then finally in the last quarter, departments spent 73 billion rand. And at the end of the financial year, the 2006-2007 financial year, department spent 260 billion rand, which resulted in a 1.98% under expenditure, which is 5.3 billion rand for last financial year. And if you compare that to the previous financial year, to the 2005-2006 financial year, you'll see the department underspent 5.4 billion in 2005-06 and 3.6 in 2004-05. So it was, looks like there wasn't much of an improvement in this financial year when it comes to under expenditure.
Okay.
Page 5.
Okay, if you look at the table on page 5, the table on page 5, it shows, the first column of figures shows the total budget of departments. The second table is expenditure percentage-wise within the first quarter. The next one is expenditure in the second quarter, then third, then fourth. And then finally we have, not finally, but then we get total expenditure of this department, of these departments, and then percentage of expenditure, that's the total expenditure, percentage-wise, and then we have under or over expenditure, and then the percentage of under or over expenditure. The only difference here is Parliament. But in the Section 32 reports, what Treasury captures is expenditure by departments. But for Parliament, it's not expenditure, but money paid to Parliament by Treasury. So the figures there is money that was paid to Parliament, not money spent by Parliament.
And no, no, I'm not taking any comments. I'm not taking any comments. We're still listening to the presentation. No exigency. No, no, no. I'm aware of it. The members who've joined us, and we hope that because you are from labor, there will not be a public sector labor unrest. You hope that it will not happen, but we also hope that your presence here will create some interest that in future when we want to interact with your committee, it will be easy because as is the Joint Budget Committee, there is serious issues of spending in the Department of Labor that are of concern to us. And at some stage, we will have a joint engagement with you, the Department of Labor, maybe National Treasury, maybe the Auditor General, so that those issues can be addressed, because the issues that we would be aware of that you would not be aware of. And it's our belief that we must have, you know, interaction with committees of parliament where there are problems in their department. And you know, we must, you know, assist each other so that people who have elected us can get the necessary things. You know, the problems in the UIF, you know all these problems that you know are under your ambit, you know, the problems in the sitters. You always ask, but what are these sitters for? Are they just to create employment for those who are employed by the sitters and not assist people with training, whilst we have lack of skills? And as this committee been raising the problem of lack of skills in government as a huge problem. But like I say, in the near future we are going to engage your committee. And I hope that the message will go to the chairperson, although we'll make, you know, person to person contact with the chairperson. But you should be aware that we are looking at the Department of Labor as one of our interest partners. You are welcome to this meeting. We are looking at the quarterly report. We are interested to know how the department has been spending. Then we have a report in front of us. The report of the workshop where we were capacitating ourselves to interact and interrogate spending by various departments. so that we can help Parliament have oversight over these departments. And we want to adopt this report. And as soon as we adopt it, I'll also request that you look at it on the ATC next week. Before the end of the week, it will be on the ATC. So look at it, read it, so that in future, when we interact with you, you'll already be appraised of the situation. So members, I put before you the committee of the Joint Budget Committee, the report of the Joint Budget Committee on the Budget Analysis Workshop. It's before I present it. The members have just joined us. Yeah. In that workshop, we had National Treasury, we had the Auditor General, and we were looking at finances of all government departments. So we want to adopt this report so that Parliament can have access to it. Is there somebody who proposes any proposal for the adoption? This is the Joint Budget Committee report to Parliament. Any proposal, Honourable Fox? Honourable Koloni Sekenda? Any dissenting view that you don't agree that Parliament must have oversight over departmental spending? No dissenting view. The report is adopted. Thank you very much. Honourable Fox.
I kind of add an issue, Chair. I think it's important that this report is available to any members in here to adopt it, and also that our register is signed. I don't know where it is, because we're passing this report. So I think that I certainly handed my report over, and I'm sure if the researcher has got a copy of a report, we can hand that over as well. And anything else that we have, we could hand it over. Yeah.
I think it will be easy. It will be easy if, after signing the attendance register, then the secretary, not the researcher, the secretary will put the reports in the pigeonhole.
Yeah.
Yeah. By close of working day today, the reports, actually before, I think even before two, the reports will be in the members' pigeonhole. So I think it's easier that way. Okay. Thanks, Honourable Member. Okay. Yes, members who've just joined us, thanks very much, and we hope that that interaction will continue in future. Thanks very much. If there are other issues, you want to attend to your list. Thanks very much. Hanif, let's continue.
We are currently on page 6, which looks at total expenditure of departments, and it includes current transfer and capital expenditure. I've looked at the number of departments, like we call problematic departments when it comes to total expenditure, and if members feel that I need to add or delete some of these departments or add other departments, they're welcome to suggest that, and I'll just add it at later stage. The first department I looked at was the Department of Provincial and Local Governments, and during last financial year, the department spent 24 billion rand, or 96% of their budget. And if you go, and that's in comparison to 100% of the budget in the 2005-2006 financial year. And this resulted in under expenditure by the Department of Provincial and Local Government by 821 million rand for the 2006-2007 financial year.
And 807 million rand of that amount is transfer that was supposed to be for payments to provinces and municipalities. And as you can see, if you look at the table, you can see that the department's expenditure increased gradually throughout the financial year, and it shows that in the first quarter, the department spent only 3.73% of its budget, and during the final quarter, the department spent almost 40% of the budget. So this level of expenditure could be explained because the department, the equitable share, which is paid was only paid every 4 months by the department now. So it means that during July, which is in the second quarter, the department paid its first part of the equitable share, which is 6.7 billion rand was paid in July alone to province municipality. Then in November, 1.5 billion was spent. And then during February, 3.4 billion was transferred to province municipality. And this expenditure, this rate of expenditure was in line with the expenditure projections that the department gave to National Treasury at the beginning of the financial year. So they spent in line with that expenditure projection. If we move on to the Department of Land Affairs, the Department of Land Affairs spent 3.7 billion of the budget, which is almost 100% of the budget. But the reason why I included them was because the department's expenditure increased dramatically throughout the financial year. During the first quarter, the department spent 12% of the budget. During the second quarter, they spent 19%, third, 29%, and final quarter, the department spent 39% of the budget. I'm still awaiting a response from the department to explain why they've spent these amount of money during each quarter of the financial year. And that will be included in the report once I've received the response from the department. Moving on to the Department of Defense, they've spent 23 billion rand, or 99% of the budget in this current or the previous financial year. And once again, the reason why I included them was because they spent almost 35% of the budget in the fourth quarter. And this department actually replied already. And the reason they've given was that the department, the reason why they've given for this pattern of expenditure was due to contractual agreements they've made, especially with regards to Program 9 of the department, which is the Special Defense Account, which includes the procurement of defense equipment and strategic armaments. And these payments is usually large payments, and they are only paid once they've received these armaments from the suppliers. And once again, these expenditure patterns were reflected in the department's cash flow projections for this financial year. Okay, if we move on to the Department of Public Enterprise, you'll see that the department spent 2.59 billion rand of the budget, and they only spent 90% of the budget in last financial year in comparison to 99.8% during the 2005-2006 financial year. And it resulted in a 280 million rand under expenditure for last financial year. And these amounts of money were supposed to be transferred to foreign governments and international organizations. Still awaiting on a reply from the department to explain this level of under expenditure. And then, so if you look at the way the department spent per quarter, you'll see that the department spent 4%, almost 5% during the first quarter, 16% in the second, and increased to 33% in the third and 35% in the fourth quarter. But this could be explained by because of the adjustment that the department received at the middle of the financial year last year, where the budget increased from 683 million to 2.87 billion rand at that stage. So they had to spend that 2.8 billion rand in the last quarter of the financial year, or the last two quarters of the financial year. Statistics of Africa spent 1.6 billion, or 90% of the budget in this financial year. And if we look at last financial year, we'll see that they've underspent during last financial year as well. And it resulted in a 105 million rand under expenditure for last financial year. 73 million of this under expenditure being compensation of employees and 21 million being under expenditure on goods and services budget. And the reason given by stats is for this under expenditure is they've actually, what they said was that they've under expended on the community survey that was done last year at the end of the financial year. The reason why they underspent on the community survey was because the community survey ran into this financial year. So they're going to have to use this financial year's budget to pay for the activities that happened during the 2007-2008 financial year. And another reason I gave was because of vacancies within the department. And that was not filled as yet. And the reason for the underspending on goods and services is because that goods and services is directly linked to the vacancies in the department. That's what the department said. If you look at the expenditure within March alone, the department spent 235 million rand of the budget in March. If we move to home affairs, the department spent 2.56 billion rand or 91% of the budget compared to 101% for last financial year, and it resulted in a 237 million rand under expenditure for last financial year. 61 million being under expenditure on compensation of employees and 25 million being under expenditure on goods and services and 155 million on machinery and equipment. I'm still awaiting a response from this department as well for the reasons for the level of under expenditure as well as the reason for the rate of expenditure throughout the financial year, where the department spends 20% in the first quarter, or 18% in the first quarter, 20% in the second, 21% or 22% in the third, and 30% in the final quarter of the financial year. Department of Sports and Recreation spent 887 million or 92% of their budget in last financial year, and compared to 95% during last financial year. So once again, the department underspent its total budget. And they underspent by 105 million rand. And a huge portion of this amount was under expenditure on goods and services in the department. And if you look at the department's expenditure per quarter, you'll see that the department's expenditure increased dramatically throughout the financial year. They spent 8% in the first quarter, 7% in the second, and then it jumped to 26% in the third quarter, and 50% of the budget in the final quarter of the financial year. And this is similar to last financial year, where the department spent 65% of the budget in the last month of the financial year. But then it's also important to note that the department received 600 million via the adjusted estimates for the construction of new stadiums, so that could have an impact on expenditure rate for this financial year, but not last financial year. Okay. The Department of Water Affairs and Forestry, that department spent 4.3 billion of its budget, which was 92%, in comparison to 94% of the 2005-2006 financial year. So once again, this department also underspent its budget. And they underspent their budget by 350 million rand. And this was on mostly on under expenditure on the transfer budget of the total. Even though under expenditure was 350 for the total under expenditure, you see that transfer budget was underspent by 430 million. And on the other hand, the goods and services budget was overspent by 87 million rand. So that's why you have an under expenditure of 350, but higher under expenditure of transfer, because they overspent on goods and services. If you look at the rate of expenditure, also increased from 15% in the first quarter to 30% in the last quarter. And I'm still awaiting a response from the department for this rate of expenditure. I don't know if members want to input, maybe to advise on what if there's any other department I need to add to this list, or maybe there's departments that I need to exclude from this list.
Members, the
opportunity I'm going to give you is not to comment on the content of the report, but to indicate which other departments you want to be included there. Which other departments? Honorable Fox?
Mine's a clarification, Chair, in view of the fact that we haven't been here either. So I may say something, and I'm sure you may say, no, this, we decided not to. So I say this in the absence of a background. But what has been of concern, I believe, even to us over last year, has been justice and, what do they call it, justice and constitutional development,
the security cluster.
Yes, but I mean in specific justice and security, you know, that one. I know we've covered the correctional services in a lot of ways, and I must assume that that will come up here as well. But the justice one has come up more recently as really not having managed their budget effectively. And I don't know the figures, though.
So justice should be included, correctional services should be included. But hair, I haven't seen hair. Yeah.
How is it in the report, but under current and capital, or under those issues, under those issues, budgets, sorry, not under total budgets?
Oh, no. I think what we need to do is, let's not add the department, let's get the whole report. Yeah. Honorable Koloni?
Chairperson, I wanted to check if there's anything required to be mentioned over and above about the SAA under the Department of Public Enterprise in the face of what has been on the news, the SAA that has to be rescued and all that, because the report here sounds as though it's putting it in par with other state-owned enterprises, as though there's nothing unusual with it. Thank you.
Yeah, SAA will just put it in abeyance for now, because we must come up with a strategy of what should be our approach towards state enterprises, not only SAA. You know, we've got institutions like Lendbank, we've got institutions like ESCOM, you know, several of them, and we haven't been looking at them. So we need to have, you know, a strategy of how are we going to approach that one, because they are a thorn on our flesh. And but I want us to have a strategy. For now, let's put it in abeyance. Maybe in the next meeting or after a thorough discussion, we'll then have a strategy and call those who have relevant information to come and present before us. But for now, I request that we put it in abeyance. Hanif?
So we're now going to look at current expenditure, which is on page 10. And the two main categories or components of current expenditure is compensation of employees and expenditure on goods and services. But if you look at the definition, it doesn't include compensation of employees for employees that work on capital projects. That expenditure falls under the capital budgets of the department. And if you look at expenditure during the first quarter, the department spent 16 billion or 19% of budgets during the first quarter, 23% during the second, 23% once again during the third, and then during the final quarter, the department spent on average 28% of current budgets for the last financial year. You'll see that current expenditure increased gradually during the 2006-2007 financial year. And at the end of the financial year, departments
or current expenditure was 77.5 billion or 95.55%. And it resulted in a 3.6 billion rand under expenditure, or it contributed 3.6 billion rand to the total under expenditure of national budgets. So we'll see the biggest portion of under expenditure happens within current expenditure, which is in compensation of employees and goods and services contributing towards the working of those, or directly linked to compensation of employees. The table once again highlights the expenditures per quarter, the budget, the expenditure of that specific department, percentage, and then under or over expenditure. You see that three departments, namely, this is ignore Parliament, two departments, Foreign Affairs and Arts and Culture, overspend their current budgets, and the rest, most of them, all underspend their current budgets for the last financial year. If we move to page 12, the first department that I focus on was the Department of Arts and Culture. You'll see that the current expenditure of the department was 309 million or 128% for last financial year. And
current expenditure. I haven't indicated that the three are the ones that have overspent on the current expenditure. And for those who, for people who don't like interpreting tables, it's very important that as part of that introduction, you indicate that these are the ones that have overspent on the current expenditure. Yeah, you may continue.
Arts and Culture spend 309 million or 128% of the current budget, which means they overspend by 28%, and it resulted in a 69 million rand over expenditure for the for last financial year. And the reason that I received from the department, which was the same as last quarter, was that the department received additional responsibilities throughout the financial year, and the department and they requested a certain amount of money from Treasury, but only received 5 million. And therefore, the department had to use environments throughout the year to shift money from one category of expenditure to the other to cover the expenditure for that financial year. The Department of Foreign Affairs, they spent 2.25 billion of the current budget, which is a slight over expenditure, not a lot. It's about 40 million. But the reason why I included them here was because of the rate they've spent throughout the financial year, where they started spending 19% in the first quarter, 25% in the second, 21%, and then 34% in the final quarter of the financial year. And I'm awaiting a response from the department to explain this rate of expenditure. I think it's more problematic with current expenditure when you have such a big increase throughout the financial year, because it's compensation of employees and management on goods and services. If we move on to page 13, the Department of Sports and Recreation, they were the lowest spending department in last financial year of the current budget. They spent 109% of the current budget, which was 62%. Yeah, which you'll see that the department spent 109 million, but the under expenditure in the current budget was 66 million, so it's a big amount. And goods and services amount accounted for 85 million of this amount, and under expenditure on compensation of employees accounts for 9 million.
Which department?
Sports and Recreation on page 13.
No, it's transport. Because look at transport right at the bottom of page
12. Oh, I've actually updated this document, the one that I'm reading from, sorry. So I shouldn't be mentioning the numbers because mine is different to this.
Because
No,
it's okay if it's sport and recreation.
Okay, now with sport and recreation. And the reason given by the department was, once again, the inability to fill vacant posts after the last financial year, and this contributed to the under expenditure on compensation of employment, which has a direct link to the expenditure of goods and services. We moved now the Department of Transport. The Department of Transport spent 479 million of its budget, or only 66% of the current budget. And if you look at last year's current budget expenditure, they spent 71% last year, so you will see that it's like a recurring problem within the department. The under expenditure for the financial year was 246 million rand, for last financial year, sorry. And the department, if you look at the expenditure over the four quarters, you'll see that the department only spent 8.6% of the current budget in the final quarter. I'm awaiting a response from this department as well to explain why there's been such a small amount in the final quarter. Department of Trade and Industry. Here the department spent almost its entire budget. And if you look at last year, they spent only 83%, so there was improvement here. But the reason why they included is because of the rate of expenditure for this, for the 2006-2007 financial year. During the first quarter, they spent 12%, the second quarter, 19%, and then increased to 29%, and then finally, in the final quarter, they spent 39% of the current budget. Still waiting on that response as well. The Department of Health's current expenditure was 660 million rand, or 84%. And if you compare that to last year, you'll see that they've even spent less than last year. Last year they spent 88% of the current budget, so there was a decrease, and which resulted in under expenditure of 190 million rand. The department underspent on goods and services by 130 million rand and on employees by 6 million rand. If you look at the rate of expenditure by the department, you'll see that the department spent 20%, less than 20% each of the first three quarters, and in the final quarter they spent 34% of the current budget. And the reason given by the department for this under expenditure is because of the higher rate of vacancies within the department. And this is fun, but the person that I spoke to actually said that the reason for this was because the department follows a top-down approach when employing people in the department. And the reason why they couldn't employ people at top management levels was because the Minister of Health is sick and she can't approve of these posts. That was the reason given by the department. And then once again, the goods and services budget is linked to the unemployment or the vacancy rate. Okay, we'll move on to the transfer budget of departments. The first paragraph is just an explanation of what transfer payments are and what excludes. During the first quarter, departments transferred 22% of the transfer budget, second quarter 25%, third quarter 26%, and in the final quarter, again 26% of the budget. And if you look at transfer expenditure throughout the financial year, you will see that transfer expenditure was 176 billion rand, or 177 billion rand, if you round off, or 98%. During the 2006-2007 financial year, which resulted in a 2 billion rand under expenditure. It's much more if you look at it like that. So,
if you look back at current expenditure contributes, 3.6 billion to the total over under expenditure, and transfers contribute 2 billion to under expenditure. The table is exactly the same. Expenditure per quarter, total budget, expenditure, and percentage expenditure and under or over expenditure. And I'll just add to the introduction the amount of departments that under or over expend their budgets, or the transfer budgets. The first department that I looked at was the presidency, and the department, this department overspent their budget by 14%, and which means they spent 27 million of the budget, which resulted in under expenditure of 3.5 million. It's not a lot of, it's not a big amount if you compare to the total budget of the presidency, but if you only look at transfer budget, this department spends the most in percentage-wise of the transfer budget, and that is why they include it here. And I'm awaiting a response on this from the presidency for reasons of over expenditure. Most of the transfers goes to the National Youth Commission. The Department of Correctional Services transferred 35 million last financial year, which was 111%. And last financial year the department transferred 96 million rand. And the department overspent its budget by 3.7 million rand. If you look at the rate of expenditure of transfer payments, you'll see that the department transferred 33% during the first quarter, 19 in the second, 32 in the third, and then in the final quarter they transferred 25% of their budget. I've emailed the department but I haven't received responses from them for the explanation of the rate of expenditure. The Department of Defense spent or transferred 8.8 billion rand last financial year, which translated in over expenditure of 191 million rand. And the majority of over expenditure occurred on the departmental agencies and accounts line budget. The department transferred 6% in the first quarter, 26% in the second, 26% in the third, and 40% of the transfer budget was transferred in the last quarter of the financial year. And the reason was given earlier, where the department said that the reasons why transfers are made at that rate was because the department was due to contractual agreements between the department and service providers for the supply of strategic armaments. If you look at February alone, you'll see that 1 billion rand was transferred during February on program 9 of the department to supply the strategic armaments. And this rate of expenditure is reflected in the department's cash flow projections. The reason why strategic armaments is considered a transfer and not a capital expenditure is because the department itself does not receive those armaments. So, if you look at the definition of transfers, you'll see there that it's identified as an unrequited payment. It's when the government unit does not receive anything directly in return for transfer to any other part. So those almonds will probably go, I don't know. But it is classified as a transfer payment, not a capital payment. The Department of Foreign Affairs transferred 387 million rand, or only 79% of the transfer budget during the financial year, which resulted in under expenditure of its transfer budget by 100 million rand.
Just hold on, because I realize I'm going to disturb my mind. Can you check with me, Sergeant? I'm saying that it's, I can see that it's going to affect my, you know, thinking on the report. So I need it to be clarified immediately. The issue that he has just raised, that Department of Defense says that the armament do not go to the Department of Defense. Can we check with National Treasury? Where do they go?
The armor?
Yes. They say that they classify money allocated for those armaments under transfer payments because the armaments do not go to the Department of Defense. So can we check and what's the situation? Do you have any explanation, Mr. Peterson?
No, as I said to... Sorry. Oh, yeah. Madam Chair, I cannot explain anything. I am the liaison from the department. Anything that needs to be done by the department, I will relay to them. So I am not in a position to comment on anything or answer. That was my understanding from the beginning. So I accept the question, and I can relay it to Treasury and ask them maybe for an answer or in proper collaboration with the research and so on.
Honorable Fox.
Chairperson, I was going to suggest to PR, I was looking for a chair, but I realized it was a verbal input. It is a very serious statement to make, you know, given the way our budgeting is done. There may be a perfectly valid reason, but rather than just talk about a telephonic explanation, perhaps, because it is such a serious matter, it may require a written explanation, so there's no misunderstanding from ourselves. We can refer to something in writing as one. The other thing which would be equally valuable is to someone to be here physically who has the authority to give us the explanation from Treasury, you know, to go on the both-pronged approach. I think they must be here, but let's get this in writing immediately from Treasury. It's a very serious matter you raise.
I think even you raised earlier on that Health said the minister was here, so he couldn't do the appointments, approval of the appointments, so that should also be done in writing. Yeah, ask them to do it in writing. So I don't want to engage, ask to engage on it, but ask them to do it in writing. Honorable Mkhongi. All right. Yeah, now it's fine. Let's continue. So National Treasury in the meeting, just hold it before you check with your office so that we can get the written response. Yeah.
Transfer payments for this for 2006-2007 financial year was 387 million rand, which was 79% of the transfer budget, which means the department underspent its transfer budget by 100 million rand, or 20%. And a large part of this was transfer that was meant for public corporations and private enterprise. If you look at the rate of expenditure, the department transferred 34%, 35% of the budget in the first quarter, 4% in the second quarter, 16% in the third, and in the final quarter they transferred 23% of the transfer budget. Once again, I'm waiting on the response from the department to explain the under-expenditure as well as the rate of expenditure throughout last year.
But is it according to the
projection? The department will, when they respond, the projections I have is based on the main appropriation for last year. So once the adjusted appropriation happens, those projections will also, so the department will indicate it was in accordance to the projections or not.
Okay.
Department of Safety and Security, they transferred 301 million last financial year, which amounts to 80%. And if you look at last, the previous financial year, which was the 2005-2006 financial year, the department also transferred about 81%. See the, therefore, recurring problem within the Department of Safety and Security. For the 2006-2007 financial year, the department underspent its transfer budget by 74 million rand. The department transferred 22% in the first quarter, 20% in the second, 18% in the third quarter, and in the final quarter, 19% was transferred. And I'm waiting on a response for that one as well. The Department of Public Enterprises, they transferred 2.4 billion rand in loss in the 2006-2007 financial year, which amounted to 89%. And it resulted in an under expenditure of 280 million rand. And almost the entire amount was supposed to have been transferred to foreign governments and institutional organizations, line budget of the department. The department transferred 4% in the first quarter, 16% in the second, 33% in the third quarter, and 35% in the final quarter of the financial year. Still waiting on a response for that as well. Final category, the category on capital expenditure. You see that departments spent during the first quarter, departments spent only 9% of capital budgets. During the second quarter, they spent 13%. During the third quarter, they spent 29%. And during the final quarter, 53% of capital budgets. See, there's a major increase in expenditure throughout the year. The departments spent 6.4 billion rand during the 2006-2007 financial year, which resulted in a 6.94% over expenditure of capital budgets for last financial year. If you look at the table, it's once again exactly the same as the others, percentages per quarter. That's the same. The problem that I encountered when I contacted departments to explain over expenditure, especially over expenditure of capital budgets, was that departments argued that they, according to them, they didn't really overspend their capital budgets, because what happened during the financial year was that departments wire money from other categories of expenditure, for example, current expenditure, transfer expenditure, to capital expenditure, but Treasury, when producing the Section 32 reports, don't adjust their budgets, but they do. So the budget that year is the budget that's in the adjusted appropriation, not the budget that the departments use after hiring money to the departments. So for example, if I contact the department and say that they overspend the transfer budget, the capital budget not so much, they will argue that that's not the case, because money was hired, and because money is hired from other categories, they adjust their budgets. So all I can do here is basically say that I can compare what they spend to the budget for that we find in the adjusted appropriation. But when it comes to under expenditure, then there's obviously a problem, because you can't buy money out of your current budget elsewhere. That is why when you get departments that underspend on their capital budgets, there's definitely a problem, which means that they didn't spend on what they're planning to spend.
So we are going to leave it the way we've been doing it,
yes,
so that we can then clarify it with National Treasury at the workshop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The first department is the Independent Complaints Directorate, and the department spent 3.9 billion rand, and which means that the department actually overspent the capital budget by 2 million. You see, it's a small amount. It's not, if you compare to the amount that the department see for current and transfer expenditures, it's not that big. So even though the percentage shows that the department overspent their budget by 113 million, or 113%, it's a small amount if you look at the bigger picture. The but still, it means that they budgeted wrong at the beginning of the year. They have a problem with budgeting.
Which total figure do you refer to?
If you look at the department's total budget, and you look at the department's capital budget, for example, the capital budget for the presidency is...
No, let's talk about the ICT.
Oh, sorry, the ICT.
Yeah.
Yeah. The total budget for capital expenditure was 3.8 million rand. But if you look at the total budget, which includes current transfers and capital budget, you'll see that the... The total budget is... 65 million. So 3 million of the total budget is 65 million. It's very small. So what happens when they buy money from other categories of expenditure? It has a big impact on capital expenditure because you can buy, I think, 7 or 8% of money from one program to the other, and then once it's wired, it has a big impact on capital expenditure. So percentage-wise, the ICD was the highest spender for last financial year. Land affairs, they spent much more than the ICD. They spent 359 million rand on capital expenditure last financial year, which was 206%. So they basically spent double the budget they received via the adjusted appropriation. And if you look at last year's expenditure, they spent 66% last year, last financial year. But this percentage here was, I found, in the adjusted appropriation. So this is after Treasury took into account alignments by the department. So these percentages, for example, this 200% and this 206%, once the adjusted appropriation become available next year, you'll see that it won't be that big an amount, because then by that point they would have taken into account alignments. Okay, if you compare it to the adjusted appropriation, the department overspent its capital budget by 184 million rand. I've emailed all these departments to get the response from them for the reason for these over expenditures. But most of them reply that it's because of the violence. The Department of Agriculture, they spent 99 million rand of the capital budget, which was 189%, and it resulted in over expenditure of 46%. If you look at the rate of expenditure, during the first quarter the department spent 31%, during the second they spent 56%, and then it goes up to 57%, and then in the final quarter the department spent 84% of the cut. So almost spent the whole entire, for the entire capital budget in the final quarter of the financial year. The Department of Safety and Security, they spent 2.2 billion rand of the capital budget, which is way more than what they budgeted for at the beginning of the year. The Department of Safety and Security here is obviously a big problem because it's a big amount of money. And if you look at last financial year, they also spent 143% of the capital budget. If you look at percentage expenditure for each quarter, you'll see that the department spent 10% in the first quarter, 17% in the second, 47% in the third, and 79% for 1.1 billion rand during the fourth quarter of the financial year. This department, I've emailed them and they definitely need to explain this level of expenditure of the capital budget because it is a big amount. So we're waiting response from them. The Department of Defense, they spent 434 million rand or 145% of the capital budget. Mean that they overspend their budgets by 136 million rand, or 45%.
in the financial year. And this is the department who told me that they didn't really overspend because of the line, and that it seems like they overspend, but it will be corrected later on. The Department of Arts and Culture, they had a capital budget of 4.8 million, but they only spent 58,000 rand last year. So they spent less than 1% of their budget on capital goods. And if you look at the projections that the department gave Treasury at the end of the third quarter, they said that they were going to spend this money, the 4.4 million rand, but they never did. And the reasons we received at the end of the third quarter was that the department planned spending that money on the development of Freedom Park, which obviously never happened, seeing that the department only spent 36,000 rand. Department of Sports and Recreation, their budget was 6.7 million rand, and they spent 1.76 million rand on the capital budget, which is only 26% of the budget, compared to 95% during the last financial year. If you look at the quarter, the department spends 1% in the first quarter, 1% in the second quarter, 2% in the third quarter, and then in the final quarter they spend 20% of their capital budget. Yeah. But almost the entire budget was meant for like machinery and equipment for the National Department of Sport and Recreation. The Department of Transport spent 7.7 million of the capital budget, or only 33% of the capital budget. This is a big under expenditure in that department as well. As a result, we'll see that the department underspent the budget by 25 million rand last financial year. And these departments that underspend, I've emailed all of them and I'm still waiting a response from them to explain why they underspend the capital budget. Once again, the concluding comments will change once I get input from political input and once we've done the workshop act with Treasury and Legislature. Thank you.
Thanks, Khanik. Remember, what we are going to do is I'm going to give you the opportunity to take the report, look at it, at your bedtime, then we will engage in the next meeting. So for now, take it home, look at it, even questions. I don't want us to engage on the report. Honorable Mashiko.
Thank you, Chairperson. I heard Hanif stating that his document was updated. Can you give us updated ones, because we've been struggling on Hanif?
Chair, I can forward this report to, I can give it to Karen, and you can forward to all members, and I will, by next week, so Friday, I will have all the responses from the department, and I'll forward that report as well. By next week Friday, including all the responses from all departments.
And if there are some departments that will not have responded, you must include it as part of the report, that they have not responded. So, sorry, the copies, members will receive copies in the kitchen house, yeah. Okay. Honorable Fox.
Mine was just twofold. In part of the answer has arrived, I'd say, by Hanif saying that all the departments will have responded by Friday, as it were. So my clarification is, in terms of that document, am I to assume that we would really only get that document when we come into the committee? I mean, that's really it. So it's a process question on that. The second thing through you, Chair, is I, for one, have been sharply critical of the presentation of all of the reports since I've been sworn in Parliament 3 years ago. And I must say that this is the first time that my analysis has been, of criticism has been tempered. I really, through you, Chairperson, would like to say to Honey, for the first time, I've seen the input of some of the comments we've made about what we want. And I think that that makes, for me, huge progress in the first instance. I really feel I must say that, as I have been sharply critical in the past about that.
Yeah, thanks, member, for that. I've also noticed that improvement, and we hope that there will be more improvement in future. Yeah, so that we don't repeat the same thing, from one meeting to another one. Honorable Mukongi?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Maybe you know that I was in the Labour Committee, that is why I arrived. No, but there's one thing that I've noticed also in the report, which I think on the improvement from Khalid, you must also note it. There's an inconsistency. For an example, when you read at page 12, you explain the department in most of the report. You talk about the capital expenditure, you talk about the transfer. Some of the department don't explain their mandate. Others just explain their mandate, you know. So for me, that is not a consistency, because if you explain the money, then you explain the expenditure. So maybe you can check that. There are many of them that I included here in this report. You will check if they are important.
Your mic? And do you want to make a comment?
Yes, the reason why some of the departments I didn't repeat the mandate was because they appeared before in the report. So I didn't want to repeat the same thing again. Maybe I should, just for consistency, repeat a shorter version of the mandate the next time. So the same example, if it's under current and under capital, I would have the mandate under the current part and not under capital expenditure. Yes.
You know, it's better if it's a shorter version. Yeah. I don't want us to take it any further, because I think it will be fair, like I said, that members engage after internalizing the report, as it will be part of preparations for our workshop. So, and I had intended, I thought that we would have like, finished earlier. But unfortunately, because we started late, we couldn't finish as expected. That's why we organized only one set of refreshments, because we thought that would knock off earlier. But thanks for having been part of this meeting, members. We are going to meet again on Tuesday, and Honorable Nkolweni, like the issue that you raised earlier, or was a good input, we will take care of it. And can I say, everybody enjoy your weekend, the meetings again.
down for his opening.
That report is not available yet to the public because it's still a draft report.
Oh, okay.
So you won't be able to get it
Okay.
So basically, the committee will need to meet again, discuss some more, and make changes to it, and then they'll basically pass over the
Gracias.